the first Renaissance centering on literature, the second Renaissance centering on natural science and enlightenment, and the third Renaissance centering on social science, materialism. Just because man was developed in three, is to develop in three stages. And religion, the first reformation for religion was by Luther and Calvin, and then the second spiritual revival movement was by the Wesley brothers, Fox and Swedenborg. And the third spiritual revival movement is done by the unification of religions. This is the new reformation by true parents. Because of the revival of the Renaissance and religion, then the world of politics changes too. The collapse of medieval feudal society. And the collapse of absolute monarchy. And then God needs to make the society of God's ideal creation. This society will come when the unification of religions happens and the people unite, centering on true parents. And then the society of God's ideal can come. But until then, this world is capitalism, democracy, and communism. But now communism, socialism are collapsing. So God's world cannot be established through democracy. We need to introduce the Hedwig's ideology and the true parents' ideology. And then this creation can become the society of God's ideal creation. Without the foundation of the unification of religions, cannot build the society of God's ideal creation. If you build something, democracy, or a system without the foundation, the basis, then that house will fall easily. We are still in the process, and so we will have a lot of difficulty. The Industrial Revolution started with, the first Industrial Revolution was with the steam engine. The second Industrial Revolution with the development of electricity, gasoline, and the gasoline engine. And the third Industrial Revolution was through nuclear energy. So all the politics and Industrial Revolution, Renaissance culture and arts have developed to three stages and reached the third stage, except for religion. And unless religion reaches the third development stage, the unification of religions, then the system of politics will be empty. We need to unite North and South Korea and teach all the people of this nation God's words and connect them back to God's lineage. This is our mission. We need to become people that can liberate our brothers in the North. And so, this is through the why are there three world wars? There's the First World War, Second World War. Why must there be a Third World War? We must make the revolution of man. We've done all revolutions of environment, society, but we need to make the revolution of man so that we can get rid of Satan's lineage completely and we can make this world a place where original man can live. Original man is connected with God's lineage. So we need to make the revolution of man. When man can become true people, then God's society of an ideal creation can be completed. Talking about making the world of headwing society ideology, and then this society is a place that realizes mutual prosperity, universally shared values, and this place can be a fair place where all people can live equally and live together. All people have opportunity and have rights. We have to guarantee their rights.
그 하나님 뜻에 그때는 생활한 것이 아니라 이런 것들이 모두 공유할 수 있지 않나 이 말이죠. 공유하려고 하다 보니 잘못된 것은 거기에 바로 세워질 수가 없지요. 자기 혼자 하는 것은 잘못될 수가 있습니다. 그래서
If you do it yourself, then you can make mistakes.
공생을 하는 것이다. 그 내용은 바로 정치적 공동체인데 이미 말씀드린 정치적 비상세 공동체는 관리 체제다.
And mutual prosperity is to
권력이나 돈이나 식물을 가지고 명예를 가지고 다스린 것이 아니라 관리하는 거지요.
Manage this world with heart. And so, this is like a family where the children respect their parents. This isn't by ruling the people, but loving the people and taking care of them. You cannot see Shimjong and heart, but this is in the form of words, through God's words. This is a place of warmth. So, when parents relate with their children, they should relate with their children with love and with God's words. We used to think that God's words are cold words of judgment, but actually God's words have deep heart, and so we need to understand God's deep heart and God's love. God governs the people, and the ideal government governs the people and manages the people. That is why we need the Able Type UN. And there will be a time when the Parents UN will be proclaimed. There will come a time when we proclaim the Chonelguk, God's ideal creation. And in this ideal government, there is no election system. How can you elect your own parents? Your parents are your parents. You cannot decide who your parents are, even if they are great parents or not so great parents. You can't choose your parents. You can't choose your children either. If your children are good, great, or lacking, you don't choose your children. They're still your children. So, in mutual prosperity, people live together, and so men and women have to have the values of absolute sex. And then, this is how a world of the culture of heart can be formed. Without absolute sex or absolute values, you cannot have a world of ethics and morals and happiness and freedom. You need to have a culture of family. This is not a culture centering on religion or on politics, but this, we need to have a movement of heart, culture of heart, so that whoever goes into this culture can connect with each other. Of course, our heart levels or degrees differ. So, what it means to go through the growth period is to develop the degree of maturity of your Shimjong. And so our life of faith is a movement to mature our hearts. So our life and our life of faith are the same. They're not different. Our way of life is to mature our heart, and our life of faith is to mature our heart. Life apart from God is false life. So we true parents have taught us and opened the way so that we can have the true view of life. True view of life is one with God, but people of the past have had a false view of life, thinking that they could live without God, or that they separated their life from religion, that they're two different things, but they are actually the same thing. The way of faith is the same way that Adam was supposed to grow up through. What is the essence of the life of faith? It is to unite the Son and Father together in heart. This is the essence. In the world of God's ideal of creation, this is a place where people have the same heart, are one heart, where the people have the same, come from the same being. Our values come from the same being. All things, structures come from the same being, so that it's the same wherever we go. We are the same principles wherever we go. So families and societies, nations that are not in accordance with the principle will disappear. They will all fall down, and because we will live in a world of universally shared values centered on God, and so that will be what will remain. Okay, now let's study about the world wars. So what were the providential causes of the world wars? We see in terms of human actions, the internal cause started from the internal tendency towards the will of God. This came from our freedom, our free will, internal free will. And external cause was the intention to respond to the situation one faces. This was the external free will, from the external free will. The world wars, internal cause, was because of God's providence. And externally, the wars happen because of politics, political reasons, economic reasons, and ideological reasons. And the internal cause of the world wars, it was Satan's last desperate struggle to preserve his sovereignty. But on God's side, this was a worldwide indemnity condition to restore the three great blessings. Because Adam lost the three great blessings. This was a condition to overcome Jesus' three temptations on the world level to restore the three great blessings. And so without going through the three great wars, the three world wars, then we could not restore God's sovereignty without this indemnity condition. The significance of the world wars, the providential significance of the world wars, the first world war was a war over land, and the second world war was a war over people, and the World War III is a war between good and evil to go back to God's side. This is the Kyocha Kyuche cross-cultural blessing marriage to bring people back to God, and this is done through the institution of the Hunduk Family Church. Father does Hunduke every morning, every day, even though two parents are the embodiment of the word. Why do they do Hunduke? This is to set the tradition of Hunduke so that even when two parents leave, then they can leave their tradition on this earth that can, and they make a condition that cannot be taken away by Satan. There is nobody that does Hunduke more than two parents. True parents wake up in the morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and read God's words. And then they come out at 5 o'clock and read Hunduke together with the members. Sometimes when we are tired, we don't wake up for Hunduke. But true parents can't do this because they are public people, and so even when they're sleeping, sometimes they sleep sitting up. Sometimes when we're tired, we go outside and stretch our legs and just rest. But true parents can't do that as they please because Satan is always watching. And they always have to set the standard, the absolute standard for God. They have to make the absolute standard to uphold God's Hunduke. But actually, it's really exciting to go to Hunduke. But it's not so easy. Because in order to reach the Chonjongung to do Hunduke with Father, then we have to prepare. We have to wake up around 1 o'clock and wash and get dressed really nicely and then reach Chonjongung by 4:30 in the morning. But sometimes we get there and two parents are already starting Hunduke. The most important thing is that we cannot be late for the time. We cannot be late for the time. Father said that we should not be late. We have to keep the time. Some people think that, it might be okay that I'm just a little bit late. You can't think like that. If we have to prepare beforehand, true parents, God is prepared and waiting waiting for what? Waiting for me. And I'm supposed to, so I should be here first, right? But even that I should, you know, you should be here first. If you come later, then you cannot lift your head. You can't make any excuses. This is a new tradition of the liberation realm of completing the portion of responsibility. We need to make a new system. We have to make God's culture rooted on this earth. If when there's a big rally or something, then there's no hundoke, official hundoke that morning. So if you have, so, fathers, people feel relieved when there's no hundoke the next day that they don't have to go. And so the leaders say to father that tomorrow we have a big rally, so there's no hundoke, right, father? And father says, you can come if you want to or not, but I'm going to do hundoke. And so father does hundoke even if nobody comes. Father said that we have to make material for people to listen to hundoke even if you can't see. Like, blind people need to listen to hundoke because they can't see it, right? And father said to make tapes and CDs and distribute them around the world. And then, using technology, the true parents' tradition will spread all around the world quickly. We have to meet that standard. So this education, we're not inviting many other people to give special talks. If other people could give special talks and I could rest, and it would be nice, but this is not the standard. This workshop, the speaker is very difficult, but actually the people listening is very difficult. I know that you are amazing here. There are some people that come here before dawn, come here to pray, and there are people that came here just to give bows and prepare themselves. And they come here early in the morning, all day long, until the night. There's not such education like this. There hasn't been any workshop like this before. But we are setting a new tradition. Father wanted to have one person give the content throughout all the workshops, because if different people say, give this word, then it gets different color. So God, I mean, two parents appointed me to give this by myself, and so you can bring home this content home, the material home, and you can study it by yourself and pray and study it again and again. This will be the treasure of your household. So, the providential significance of the world wars was political. Politically, it was an ideological confrontation, and in terms of economy, it was scramble for land, and in terms of providence, it was a conflict between God and Satan, or between good and evil. But Satan doesn't want what is his to be taken away. And Satan wants, I mean, God wants to build his world of and realize his ideal of creation. So this becomes a conflict between good and evil. We have to get rid of evil and set up goodness. This is why we need absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. Otherwise, if we don't have this, then God's world cannot come. We need to restore the lineage, and we need to restore the lineage through the blessing and educate by the word. We need blessing and God's word. And so the providential significance of the three great wars is for the sake of restoring God's three great blessings. The completion of the individual, the completion of the family, and the completion of dominion. We need to make the revolution of the man, which is the revolution of the family. This means that we uphold absolute sex. But before we get married, we keep absolute purity, and after we get married, we keep absolute purity of our relationship. Our relationship is absolute sex between only one man and one woman, and containing the receiving the attributes from God. So the significance of the world wars is in order to restore God's three great blessings. And the First World War, God's side and Satan's side fought. In the Garden of Eden, Adam, Eve, and Archangel didn't follow and unite with God. They turned to Satan's side. So we need to restore Adam and Eve and the Archangel, divide them into Satan's side and good side. Satan's side was imperialist nations that were against Christianity, and God's side was the democratic nations that were upholding Christianity. The First World War was from 1914 until 1918, 4 years. This was the First World War. The Second World War, the First World War was the war over land. Number four is the war, the number of land, earth. Adam and Eve raised to the top of the growth stage and then they fell. Always the angel or the archangel strikes first and takes. But then, in the end, God always wins. In the beginning, Satan strikes and takes, and then God is stricken, and then he wins in the end. Satan loses and God wins. And Satan's side was Germany in Adam's position, Austria in Eve's position, and Archangel was Turkey. And then God's side was USA, England, and France. And at the end of this war, they made the League of Nations determining that they would never make such a gross war happen again. Then the Second World War was the Axis nations, and US, England, and France were the Allied nations. And this war lasted for 6 years. Germany was Adam's position on Satan's side. Japan was Eve, and Italy was an archangel. Germany was the central position of Europe, and Japan was like the mother. And she had. Japan tried to develop like England, so Japan tried to develop like England, and it developed everything except for Christianity. Instead, it developed by upholding the bowing down to the shrines, and using that, they killed so many people throughout Asia. Japan had the dream to make the big Japanese empire around the world, and so Japan struck Hawaii, America, and Japan was going out to the world to make his big empire. And Korea is a very blessed nation. Even though it's small, it has "dae" in the beginning of it. "Dae" means big. And all the other big nations that use "big" were big empires. But Korea is a very blessed nation, but it was divided in two.
종교를 짓고 일본을 반국시켜야 될 것이 미국의 전략이라는 거예요.
Um, 바뀌었죠. America received information that if past the date of August 15, then something big and really bad would happen to the world. So America was so busy to end the world, the war. America had atomic bombs. America and Soviet Union got together and decided to divide Korea in two. He's explaining about the process of the World War II and how Soviet Union was watching the movement of America. World peace or the unification of North and South Korea cannot just happen by our force alone, but it needs to be done together with Japan and USA, Soviet Union, China, and this can only be done through the ideology of true parents. And there was such a great sacrifice made through the World War II, through the dropping of the atomic bomb. So many millions of people died. And the problem in Ukraine, when the nuclear plant exploded, so many people died there too. And so, at the end of the World War, the United Nations was formed to never make such a bloody war again for peace. And then Father went to Ukraine. He proclaimed and he made the peace police and peace force. The United Nations was to be formed by the Christians that upheld Christianity, but instead communist nations entered too. So the UN is not really functional so much. But in order to unite the world, we have to look to the USA. Like the United States of America means there are many states. State means country. And they're all under one government. They have a local government and the national government, central government, but they don't come in conflict with each other. So by all nations entering into the UN. The UN should also have a central government and local government, but this should be governed by man of God, or who is going to make the laws of the central government. This is God's words. Until now, Satan has been standing in our way and making things very cloudy and unclear, but from now on, that won't happen anymore. People that the leaders that come and receive true parents, education about true parents and education about true parents' works and what their ideology is, they leave there so stunned because they didn't know before. They say, they didn't know this before. Why didn't anybody tell me? Before, the fruits weren't, like, it was the time when the seeds were being planted and the sprouts were small, but now is the time when the sprouts have, the fruits of true parents' works are coming to fruition. And you can see the fruits of true parents' works all over the place. So we can be, all we have to do is teach people about true parents. When Satan's side and God's side fight, the World War III, Satan on North Korea is Satan's side, North Korea, China, and the Soviet Union, and God's side is democratic and upholds Christianity, South Korea, Japan, and the USA. Well, South Korea, Japan, and the USA need to unite together and unite, centering on God's words. And so we need to take care to solve the division of communism and democracy ideologies and unite everybody under one world government. And also Satan's side. Is communist North Korea, communist Japan, and China, and then God's side is South Korea and Japan and Taiwan. Taiwan is in a very important position. Is in Asia, and they are fighting between Satan's side and God's side. And when this is fighting is over, God's side will absolutely win. And then a peaceful world will come. And when the Able Type UN is made and established, then can lead the world, unite together with the Cain Type UN, and lead the world into a world government. To make this world government was when we were to build the big building headquarters, world headquarters in Yoido. And the first floor was to be built by Korea, and the second world was to, Father said that the first floor will be built by Korea, second floor will be built by Japan, third floor will be built by America, and then 120 nations would all build their own floor. So this was such a specific ideal. This was put in the newspaper. And when this kind of 120-floor building can be made in Yoido, this will be amazing thing. And then, wherever we go in the world, we'll be welcome, and because we are with two parents. In the First World War, God's side won. In the Second World War, God's side won. Even though it seemed like Satan was winning in the beginning, God's side won in the end. And so, in the beginning, the first half, second half, centering on atheists and materialism people, they seem to deny God, and it seems like Satan's side is winning, but God always wins in the end. In the churches and in the businesses, in society, they're taking God out of society. You can't teach about God, you can't talk about God. But the unification movement is a movement that teaches about God clearly. This is our responsibility to teach the people about God. Central figures of Satan's side in the world wars. In the First World War, Kaiser stood the type, the Adam type, and then the Second World War was Hitler, and the Third World War was Stalin that stood in the Adam type position, Jesus type position, on the Second Advent's position. They propagated pan-Germanism and the type of dominion over creation was world hegemony to make a false imitation of God's ideal world, and in Stalin's time, his ideal was to make the whole world communized. When the true because Adam and Eve couldn't become true parents, then they were split into good and evil. Because Korea couldn't uphold the true parents, it was split into North and South Korea. We have to know this clearly and know God's word, God's will clearly. And then, if we know this clearly, then we'll be able to liberate North Korea. We are people that have this responsibility. The cause and result of world wars. Cause was to make an indemnity condition of the formation stage for restoring the three great blessings. So the condition for victory was to restore Jesus' first temptation and the foundation of the formation stage for the restoration of sovereignty. And the Second World War, was to make the foundation to receive the Messiah. The result of the First World War was the beginning of the providence of the Second Advent of the formation stage. So, 1919, March 1st, was the Munsee Movement, and right as the First World War ended, then True Father was born 10 months later. So True Father was conceived at this time and born 10 months later. So this was the beginning of the providence of the Second Advent. God could send the Messiah as soon as the foundation for the Messiah was laid. And then the Second World War was the indemnity condition for the growth stage for the restoration of three great blessings, the condition of the victory for Jesus' second temptation, and the foundation for the growth stage for the restoration of sovereignty. And this was the start of the providence of the second advent of the growth stage. But because at this point, Father started his public mission, and if Christianity had united with him at this point at the liberation of the end of the world wars, Second World War, then Father could have started his mission and fulfilled his mission within 7 years, but instead Christianity didn't unite with him, and so Father lost all foundation and was sent to prison camp in Satan's realm, and he had to start from there again. And so the result of the Third World War is that Father restores everything. And together with Father, the people construct the heavenly kingdom on earth. The world wars, the First World War and Second World War, were for dividing the world into two. And the Third World War is to unify the divided world. And there are two ways to unify the world. There's one way by arms and force. This is incomplete, though. You can, because man have heart, men are not just flesh, that if you put them together, then they'll be united, but man is beings of heart. So they have to be united through the heart. Well, if you unite the people through ideology, if you approach them through their heart, then this will be perfect unity. So when you try to unite North and South Korea, you can't do this by force, by gun power. We have to do cross-cultural North and South Korea blessing marriage. If the South Korean men meet North Korean women, then it might be difficult, very difficult. But the children of this marriage will unite the two sides. They won't be able to side with one side, but they will unite the two sides. International marriages are so different, especially in the beginning when they can't speak the same language and they don't understand each other's culture. And it's so difficult for them that they want to run away. But because they know God's will, they don't run away, and then they decide to live together, and they have babies. So Korean people, are very stubborn, and Japanese people are also very stubborn. But when they have children, When Japan and Korea are having a soccer match, then when Japan gets a goal in, the children clap, and when Korea gets a goal in, the children clap. They can't side with their side. The only thing left on earth is to make Chonilguk a unified world. Next lecture will be about the second advent. All of history has been in order to receive the Messiah. So I'll see you.